Donald DeFries was born in Cleveland, Ohio on November 15, 1943. His mother, Mary, worked in a convalescent home as a nurse. Any nurturing she provided her son, the eldest of eight, was obliterated by his father, a toolmaker whose blind rages at his son included attacks on the boy with a baseball bat and a hammer. DeFries once told a prison therapist that his father broke his arm on three occasions, twice when he was 10 and another time when he was 12. By the age of 14, DeFries' internal rage reached its first boiling point. He finished the ninth grade in Cleveland, but his animosity toward his father was so great that Mary DeFries, to avoid any more domestic violence, arranged for young Donald to live with a cousin in Buffalo, New York. After a brief stay, the sullen DeFries was then bounced to the home of a fundamentalist black preacher, the Reverend William L. Foster, and his family. This was the chance for DeFries to follow a path of normalcy and acceptance. He studied the Bible with the commitment of someone yearning for a lifeline. Foster described him as a get-up-and-go kid who made spare money by collecting and selling junk and scrap metal. But the neighborhood took hold of DeFries in a way religion could not. "He had a heart as big as a house," Reverend Foster said, "but some of the boys he used to hang out with I didn't care for." "You just knew," he insisted, paraphrasing an old Ivory Snow soap advertisement, "they were 99 44/100% bad." The boy who would be on the FBI's most wanted list began his criminal career with a gang called the Crooked Skulls. In August 1960, he was arrested attempting to break open a parking meter. A mere 9 days later, when he attempted to steal a car and pistol, DeFries was again arrested. This time, stripped of the warm embrace of the Foster household, he was sent to a boys' reformatory in Elmira, New York. In a 14-page 1970 letter to Superior Court Judge William Ritzy, detailing much of his past and asking for leniency in a bank robbery sentencing, DeFries referred to the Elmira Reformatory as the beginning of his political consciousness. Life in the prison, as we called it, was nothing but fear and hate, day in and day out. He was denigrated by all the boys at Elmira because, "I would not be a part of any of the gangs, black or white. I didn't hate anyone, black or white, and they hated me for it." In another genuine attempt to settle down and find a way to fit into society, he returned to the Fosters after 2 years, at the age of 18. In love with her daughter, Harriet, he asked her parents for her hand in marriage. She was 14 years old. They refused, and he left Buffalo, bitter, rootless, and brokenhearted. He drifted to Newark, New Jersey, where he met Gloria Thomas, who was 23 and already had 3 children. The father was nowhere in sight. "She was nice and lovely," he wrote in the 1970 letter. "I fell in love with her, I think. I believe I was just glad and happy that anyone would have me the way I was."